For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at hempusa.org.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is. OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. Toll free nationwide. The number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If you prefer to email, it is OCDAustin@yahoo.com. OCDAustin@yahoo.com. My website is OutcastRadio.net. Also check me out on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Hope you had a great weekend. And an excellent weekend. Spent Sunday with my daughter and ended up last night at a place called Zilker Park, which is where they hold the annual ACL, Austin City Limits Live, where all the bands like Pearl Jam show up. And on the hill, this is kind of like the Central Park of Austin. And so last night we took her dog and we were just sitting on the hill watching the sunset and the lights shimmering off the skyline of Austin. It was absolutely beautiful. And then we just laid on a blanket, and it's a dog park, so all of the dogs were coming up to us, and in particular, one boxer who was more than affectionate and eventually ended up laying on my spot in the blanket, and I had to get up and leave until the boxer was done. I just love sitting around watching dogs go mental. Dogs are a lot of fun. So are kids, as long as they're not yours. And the thing about Austin that's so hilarious is that everyone is very socially conscious when it comes to droppings. You'll see a bunch of people walking around the park following their dogs with plastic bags and picking up the chemtrails that the dogs are leaving. And I was thinking of a great Far Side cartoon. I was telling my daughter this last night. I'd like to see a new Far Side cartoon where a couple dogs are sitting on a blanket watching people chase each other and just sort of look at each other ironically and go, people, ridiculous. Anyway, back to the world. Abdel Majabola El Abadi Ki Abdel Majabola El Abadi Ki. That's the name of the suspect in the killing of American journalist James Foley. And we find out that, in fact, he is a British hip-hop artist. During Friday night's show, I uploaded a video for only 3 hours, and I asked you a very simple question. Was the gentleman being executed James Foley? And we had a YouTube video posted at OutKastRadio.net where it had a side-by-side comparison of the real James Foley with the individual who was actually being beheaded. And at the end of the evening, I pretty much concluded that it was not James Foley. And originally this YouTube video was forwarded to me by Michael Herzog Friday afternoon at about 5 o'clock. And Michael came on the show for the entire 3 hours. And we basically just talked about the video and encouraged people to go to the website, outcastradio.net, and take a look at it. And at the end of the 3 hours, I was convinced that it wasn't the same guy. And now we find out that, in fact, the video, for all intents and purposes, according to the mainstream media, has, in fact, been doctored. But they're saying it's doctored in a different way, that they actually killed Mr. Foley after they filmed the video. I'm beginning to wonder if it was even James Foley. The more I look at it, the less I think it was actually him. So if you had a chance to look at that video on Friday night, give me a call and tell me what you think. Is this entire scenario manufactured just so we can go in and take care of Syria? And the irony in all of this is that we have been arming and supporting ISIS all the way back in 2012 through the CIA in Jordan, allegedly. And now Bashar al-Assad is saying, yes, I don't care who helps us, even the people that were fighting us, as long as they take on ISIS. So it looks like maybe the CIA had created this ISIS and it has turned into a monster. And now what do you do about it? Well, you just give the Pentagon some more money and you create another Iraq 3.0. But I do find it extremely curious that the Assad regime is saying they'll take any help they can get. And I assume that would include the United States, who has been fighting them by a proxy known as ISIS. But if this video is indeed fake, then everything is a lie. And it gets back to the theme of this show, which is we are living in the days of deception. So if you've come to the same conclusion I have, that this video is fake, give me a call and let me know what you think. If you think it's a real deal and you think I'm off my rocker, you're also invited to call at 800-313-9443. If you're a little bashful, you can always email me and hide behind that. I do that all the time. OCDAustin@yahoo.com. About 14 seconds into the infamous video, you'll see that the lapel mic that was on Foley was now on his captor, who is this guy, Abdel Maja Abadabad, that guy. And now we are finding out that this guy is a hip-hop artist from the UK. I don't know, it all seems very convenient. The beheading of the American journalist James Foley at the hands of ISIS militants shocked the world, but forensic experts have revealed the video was probably staged. My question is, how much staging? Let's talk to Brent in Oregon. What do you think, Brent?
I think we're hoping for a lot if we're being told the truth about anything. But a lot of people just want to stay ignorant because then that doesn't distort their perspective on their world. But so many things are obviously fake, and so is that I have trouble noticing if somebody looks similar or not, and it was obvious to me that those were two different people in that video. And it was there wasn't any anxiety coming through his voice, like, oh, I'm going to die. I'm really going to die in a minute. And so through the body language and the tone and hearing all this stuff, it's just ridiculous. And we're told every day on the news what we can think about. And then, you know, we're told, oh, intermission, we're going to give you some commercials on these TVs and stuff. I used to do satellite, and people were so upset that they would pay thousands of dollars for a satellite, and then they'd get commercials, you know. So we're basically paying for our own brainwashing, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I don't watch TV anymore, cable, none of it, because it is programming. Although I was at my daughter's house yesterday, and they had over-the-air television, and just watching the NFL, the brainwashing that that machine does, and I don't know if you knew this, but the NFL is a nonprofit entity, which absolutely blows my mind, but is indicative of the brainwashing and the manipulation that's going on in this nation right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that are like that. Did you know that the Oregon Bar is actually a religious organization, and they make $50,000 bonds on each case that they bring forward, and that's deposited in a bond fund for all the attorneys in Oregon, and they basically took over the Oregon attorneys basically took over Oregon, you know, like back in the 50s or something when they created this religious organization.
Wow. You know, I used to live in Oregon, oh my gosh, back in the late 80s, early 90s. I worked at KBOY in Medford and one in Coos Bay. Unfortunately, I think I've been everywhere. Brent, can you hold on through the break?
Absolutely.
Terrific. Okay, we'll talk some more with Brent from Oregon. In the meantime, you do want to check out that website, outcastradio.net.
This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I've left behind.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage, with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
This is Outkast Radio. I do get inquiries as to where I get the bumper music, how I figure it out. And really what I'm doing is I'm playing the music for you that I worked out till yesterday. I was at the gym in Austin, and I just started listening to Bowie's greatest hits on YouTube, and I thought, wow, I haven't heard that one in a long time. Let's get back to Brent in Oregon. Okay, Brent, we were talking about the fake video, and you do concur that you believe it is a fake video.
Yeah, Cooper, if you watch Cooper on the CNN, that was several years ago when they invaded, or they were saying they were getting shelled in Saudi Arabia, and that was obviously a fake. And you can see that I was doing some photoshopping recently where I overlaid image, and it has a real clear cut. You know, I went in there and I wanted to overlay this image, and it makes the one part of the image stand out. Now I can almost see it on all these TV shows. I'm wondering if they're using a green or a blue screen on everything now.
You know, I wondered that myself. The first thing that caught my attention, the first time I watched the video, which I think was on Wednesday or Thursday, was the green screen in the background, because you had a nondescript desert rising up to meet a nondescript sky. And I thought, how convenient that is, because with Google Earth, we can find anyone anywhere, but they purposely, in my opinion, did that. What do you think?
Well, yeah, it'd make it so easy. That would make it so easy for the programmer, or even an amateur Photoshopper could go through and make that overlay.
You know, there's a level of marketing to this that I think people aren't paying attention to. This terrorist, 15 Continents, whatever his name is apparently a British hip-hop artist, and now they're calling him the John Lennon, the Beatle terrorist, and apparently it's becoming hip in the U.K., to follow this guy. So, you know, you've got marketing along with propaganda, which apparently is one and the same. What are your thoughts on the PR campaign that's going on with this guy right now?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Are they going to say, you know, are they going to arrest him, or has he got a warrant out, or what's going on now? Because he's on the news, so obviously they're trying to fill our minds with whatever's on the news. And it's all, you know, like a hypnotist, they can just throw out words and they can make you think certain color or see certain words or a name of an animal or something, and you don't even realize how they do it.
Another aspect of that video, they shave the alleged Foley's hair, and I believe part of the reason they did that was, I'm of the mind, this might have been shot on a soundstage, because if his hair was long, people would ask the question, well, why isn't it blowing? They're in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, that's true, because I just saw that on another one of the Coopers talking with the mother of one of the Sandy Hook victims, and they were on the screen like they were somewhere, and I saw a tree in a shadow was waving in the background, and the only reason any hair was moving was on the black lady that was speaking to Cooper. She was turning her neck, kind of jerking her neck a little bit so it'd flop her hair up a little bit, but I noticed the shadow in the background looked like a tree trunk was swaying quite a bit.
You know, another aspect of it in the side-by-side comparison, the alleged Foley that was executed, his neck is much thicker than the real James Foley. Also, his mouth is different, his eyes are different, and his hairline has receded a lot further back, unless he lost a lot of hair in the last couple of years and is really working out. There's no way that can be the same guy.
Yeah, he doesn't even have the same jawline or the same brow or anything. It's just completely different. And if you think about it, if the guy's been kidnapped, he wouldn't be eating that well. He'd be lucky to be eating at all.
And then the John Lennon terrorist had a knife the size of a pocket knife, and they cut it right when he starts beginning, it looks like, to cut his throat. And then the unedited version, which I did not post on the website, next shows Foley's head on his back, already decapitated. But, and again, to get a little graphic here, it didn't seem like there was enough blood. I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, that's not real.
Well, I suppose if you got shot through the heart, you know, maybe there wouldn't be a lot of blood or something like that. But if you're going to cut somebody's main arteries, there's going to be blood everywhere. I mean, fortunately, I haven't had to witness something like that. But I'm pretty smart about mechanics and stuff like that. You know, it's like a pressure line. If you hit a pressure, you know, say your brake line, if you're pushing on the brakes, it doesn't take much pressure on the brake pedal to squirt hydraulic fluid all over the place.
Well, then another aspect is just basic human nature. If you're on your knees and you know you're about to have your head chopped off and you only have one guy standing next to you and it appears only one guy behind the camera, why aren't you fighting back? I mean, if you get a bullet in the head, that's a lot less painful than having your neck cut off. All of it just rings. I mean, the first time I saw the video, something in my gut just said, there's something completely wrong with this video.
Yeah, and this goes all the way back to the 9/11 because that was completely orchestrated. I happened to go to the bathroom, that doesn't take very long. By the time I came out, the first building had fallen, and I was already awake at that time about all this kind of manipulation, so my immediate reaction was, that's impossible. That was the first words out of my mouth was, that's impossible. There's no way that could have happened.
And it's always the first instinct, your gut, that usually is correct, and it's always the first reports you hear on the ground. And we heard reports on the morning of 9/11 about explosions, a controlled demolition. We find out that on September 10th and 9th, both towers were shut down so they could do quote-unquote maintenance work, so there was no power in those buildings. And then we find out Silverstein, the guy who took over the Twin Towers, took out a $5 billion policy specifically for any terrorist act back in July. It goes down in September, and he's the one who gives the order to pull Building 7, which makes no sense. Even if you think we're crazy about the two towers, Building 7 makes no sense because that's a classic implosion.
Yeah, well, that's what gives it all away. I think the plane that was shot down in Shankville or whatever, I think that was unauthorized because I think that plane was supposed to hit Building 7. That's the only thing that makes any sense to me. And I'm not even sure a plane hit, but maybe it did because on the video, one of the videos, you can see the front nose of the plane go all the way through the building, and it comes out just for a split second before it explodes out the back of the building on some of the video. And you can see the blue screen in action there because there was other video, it's been a long time, but that was taken from a distance, and the timing just wasn't right for the plane to have been where it was at that time. And so I'm not even sure that a plane hit. And that's crazy. I think they brought those buildings down with some nuclear bombs that were buried way underneath the building because that one Russian scientist was an expert demo guy, and he explains it all very clearly how that's very precision. You can figure exactly how deep that needed to be, and it just took out the building right up to the ground level, and so you don't have all that blast that you would ordinarily see. And then the way the girders and the beams just, it looked like they just turned to dust at the top. And then how far the girders blew out from the building and all this, it was that if that building just collapsed from a fire and the weight, there's no way those girders would have flung, 600 feet through the air like that at all. The building should have fallen. If it was going to collapse, it should have fallen one way or the other.
I agree, Brent. I appreciate the call. It fell on its own footprint. It was a classic implosion. And it was designed to get us into a new world war that nobody's going to win, because the enemy is everywhere. And now we've got a new Osama bin Laden in the form of John Lennon. Harvey in Nevada, hang on. You're up next.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
From somewhere deep in a bunker, surrounded by a moat, covered with aluminum foil, it's Outcast Radio with Outcast Don. And now here he is, OCD.
Hello, This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD, toll-free nationwide, 800-313-9443. When you go to the website, outcastradio.net, scroll down to the second video. It's entitled Agenda 21 in Under 5 Minutes. I think it's important, if you're not familiar with what Agenda 21 is, it explains very simply in 4 minutes and 20 seconds where all of this is going. And I think you need that backdrop to understand what we're talking about today. The alleged beheader has 15 consonants in his name, and he is a hip-hop artist from the UK. And I don't believe anything I see or hear anymore. Let's talk to Harvey in Nevada. What's up, Harvey?
I found something really odd about that video, and I'll tell you why it impressed me that way. I've been in professional TV since the early 70s. I'm a video editor. And although I like to watch movies for enjoyment and relax, I can't help but notice little errors in movies like jump cuts, continuity errors, things like that, camera shots that are slightly off. The first thing I noticed that actually startled me, and I'm not easily startled, was on that video they had a medium shot of a two-shot. That's how it starts with the, what do you call him, the silence I kill you guy. I love that term. I'm glad you put that. That was great. I heard that last week when I was listening to you. They have a medium two-shot, okay? And I make movies, too. I don't just edit them. And then they do a very smooth dissolve to a wide shot. And I went, what? Now, I've seen these things before. You know, unfortunately, there's been other victims with the Silence I Kill You guy of the day standing next to them, and the video is of poor quality. And they have one camera, and they just shoot it, and they put it on YouTube or whatever. This thing was a two-camera shoot. This was a video production. This was not just documenting the rant that the Silence I Kill You guy and others like him do. I'm saying, you know, the video quality is pretty good, and then all of a sudden they do this dissolve, and then they go back again. I said, this is a professional production. What is going on here? Why did they need a two-camera shoot for something like this? Completely floored me. This, well, there's something right with this video. There's something not right with
it. And your expertise is in film and production. Mine is in audio. What struck me was the sound, the quality of the sound for being out in the desert in the middle of nowhere where the camels roam and the silence I kill you reigns. The quality sounded almost as if it was recorded in a studio. And I was thinking with a lapel mic in the middle of the desert, when you especially hear the John Lennon Silence I Kill You guy, it sounded a little bit too professional.
Well, I'll tell you what I noticed about that, because I heard you say that Friday. And we've shot a lot of stuff out in the desert. I live in the desert in Nevada, okay? And if it's not windy, you'll have good sound coming off a lavalier mic on somebody, which you did on Foley. But then again, when they had the mic on the other guy, the Silence I Kill You guy, there was some wind coming through. Now, if the way this was shot, I don't understand the way this was shot. If it's windy, how come Foley didn't have any wind on his audio, but yet the other guy did have wind that I could hear on his audio? There's something not right with this whole video.
Well, if you get 14 seconds into the clip, and you'll notice that the lapel mic that Foley is wearing disappears, and you mentioned the two-camera shoot. So at 14 seconds, the lapel mic that was on Foley is gone, and then we assume it's on the Silence I Kill You guy. But the other thing I noticed, and I want to get your take on this, is that if we even believe this is Foley, they shaved his head. And did they do that because they know shooting it on a soundstage, there wouldn't be any wind. Therefore, if he had hair, they wouldn't see it blowing in the wind. You think maybe that was purposeful, shaving his head?
I don't know, but this guy was very calm for somebody awaiting to be savagely have his head ripped off. That bothered me, too. Has this guy practiced some sort of meditation for the last couple years he was captured to where he can accept death in this manner? I couldn't. I'd be fighting at the last second. I'd go up to those two-camera shoot guys, and I'd be wrecking their cameras before anybody could stop me. I'd be kicking the tripods.
You know, another listener brought up a very salient point. He said, you know, if I've got a choice between having my head cut off or getting a bullet to my head, we're assuming, what, there's three guys with two-camera shoot and...
They probably had a director and a producer there, too. This was a professional shoot.
I wonder where this guy is, the alleged James Foley. Have you seen the side-by-side photographs? I mean, what is your take on that? Because I uploaded those.
No, I have not seen that. Well, I just saw that short video.
If you pull it up on YouTube, it still might be up. But the James Foley who was beheaded, his neck is a lot thicker. His hairline has receded a lot further back. The lips don't match and the eyes don't match. I have concluded after watching this many times, it's not the same guy.
Well, I can try to find it and take a look. I've also been asked many times to verify one way or another UFO footage and stuff, and I've seen a lot of stuff that obviously was staged. But as far as this Foley tape, this guy had no fear in his voice, no tremors, perfectly calm. I don't know why they would do a tape like that. If I was going to do a tape like that, I'd make it look like all the other bad quality videos with one camera shoot and you let the Silence I Kill You guy have his rant. In other words, it's like when they go back in time and they try to make in a TV commercial, make something look like it happened in the 50s and they have all the fake film problems, you know, with the cracks in the film and all that. Why did they do such a professional shoot? I think probably the people that were hired to do this just did what they knew how to do, second nature. But this was a video production. This was not some sort of other type of film we've seen before.
Well, let's do this. Let's go way down the rabbit hole. Assuming that it is a professional corporation or company that put together this video, they're used to making A-plus videos, and yet they're given their orders. You've got to make this look convincing, but at the same time, you have to make it look a little amateur. Because we're talking about guys living in caves. We want to tap into that stereotype. And if that video doesn't reflect a bit of amateur oversight, if it's done too well, then people are going to go, it's fake. If it's not done well enough, then it's not going to be convincing. Can you kind of get us in the middle in our wheelhouse here where it's kind of a bad video, but it's convincing at the same time? I think that's the dilemma they had when they had to put out this thing.
I'll tell you what. They missed their mark trying to make it look convincing, because as soon as I saw a smooth dissolve and noticed it was a two-camera shoot, even if it was a one-camera shoot, you couldn't get these guys to talk in a continuous stream of conversation or talking in two separate takes and have it come out like that. And if they did two separate takes, that just goes to prove my point even more. They didn't do a good job of making an amateur movie. They did what was second nature, a professional film.
They couldn't help but do professional work, because that's what they're used to doing.
Oh, I've been criticized of being too picky when I go out and shoot. Oh, well, you know, you're using a guy in front of the camera that's an amateur, and he's not used to this, and blah, blah, blah. And I said, I'm sorry, I'm used to doing certain things a certain way, and it's, you know, when I see something not right, and believe me, all the big, I've seen many motion pictures, films, I'm talking about movies, and there's some mistakes in there once in a while. I don't care how big you are as far as a film movie production company. Everybody makes a little mistake now and then. But this thing, their mistake was they didn't make it look bad enough, in my opinion.
that's the irony in all of this. I don't think they made it look bad enough. They made it just good enough where people like you and me can look at it and go, wait a second, both of us are in the business. This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, why are you using a two-camera shoot and you go to the trouble of making a nice, smooth dissolve between the scenes? Come on, what's wrong with you guys?
You know what I like to see? I like to see a three-camera shoot where they just have one way back showing the director, the movie trailers, the grips, and everybody else on the set.
No, I was startled when I saw the dissolve. I said, what? Huh? A dissolve? Two cameras? What's going on here?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do, and I just did it. I just reloaded the video. So, Harvey, if you get a chance, go to my website, outcastradio.net, and go to the 401-minute mark, and you'll see a face-by-face comparison of the beheaded alleged Foley and the real James Foley. And maybe you can take a look at that at some point, and I'll be back on tonight at 9, or you can call Michael Herzog coming up at 1 o'clock, and let me know what you think, okay?
Yeah, well, there was no fear in this Foley's voice, and that bothered me, too. This guy was too calm for somebody that was just going to get slashed. That bothered me a lot, too.
I agree. Hey, have a great day, and I appreciate you being out there.
Okay, take it easy. Bye-bye.
Take care, Harvey. Yeah, I uploaded this video Friday night for 3 hours, but I took it down because I wanted people to have a chance to look at it, and there's a guy who's in the business. I want to talk to people that have experience in the movie business, the video business, editing, and audio. I want to talk to professionals who are in the business, and I want to get your opinion. Go to OutKastRadio.net. I have just reloaded this video that's causing all the controversy. What you need to do, whether you're a professional or not, go to the four-minute mark, and you'll see a side-by-side of the real James Foley and the alleged James Foley who was beheaded. And I want to know, do you think this is real or is it fake? Or as I said in the podcast, is it real or is it Memorex?
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
This is Outkast Radio. I'm OCD. Toll free nationwide, 800-313-9443. If you get a chance, go to the website. I have reloaded the video from Friday night, which caused a lot of controversy. The question I'm asking is very basic. Is this the real James Foley? The gentleman who was allegedly beheaded, is that even the same guy? Now, when you go to the website, outcastradio.net, about a minute 34 into the video, he drops a couple F-bombs. So if you're offended by four-letter words, don't listen to it. But I'm forewarning you, we can play that stuff over the Internet. I just can't do it over the air. So I'm going to play about a minute and a half of this. And these are the words of James Foley. He was originally kidnapped in 2011. Helped spark the Libyan war. The same guy? What kind of a coincidence is that? Is this the real James Foley? This is James Foley and his words on that kidnapping.
There was a group of young teenagers around a car, and they said, Gaddafi forces are 300 meters away. I didn't want to be the guy that said, let's turn around. And that was a huge, huge mistake. Not more than a few seconds later, two heavily armed Gaddafi pickup trucks came over that rise firing. By then, we were already paralyzed by gunfire, pressing ourselves down to the ground. I realized in my head, this is not a crossfire. There's nobody else shooting at the other side back at them. And they're getting out of the trucks right now. They're approaching us from about 40 meters away, shooting at us as if maybe they think we're rebels. I heard Anton say, help, help. He was about 10 meters ahead of me. He didn't have as much cover as I did. And my heart sank to my stomach. I yelled, Anton, Anton, are you okay?
Again, that's his recollection of being kidnapped back in 2011, which led to the incursion in Libya. This is the same guy. What are the odds of the same guy being kidnapped as the reason for an incursion in Libya and now an incursion in Syria? That's another question you can add to the many questions I have. But what I want you to do is go to the website, outcastradio.net, go to the four-minute mark, and look at the side-by-side photographs of the real James Foley on the right and the alleged James Foley who was executed, beheaded, on the left. And I want to know, do you think it's the same guy? And after watching this over and over and over, I don't think it's the same guy. I want to know what you think. 800-313-9443. Other headlines making news at outcastradio.net include, we now have scientific proof that people are getting stupider. David, he said something about dumb. Scientifically predicting the future, race riots, ISIS, the nuke threat, and coming events. And that is by Paul McGuire with WorldNet Daily. And it looks like Paul might be coming on this show very soon. He's got a confirmation that he's out there. Big loser in the West Coast, Napa Valley Wineries. Of course, yesterday there was an earthquake in California, a 6.0, but watching the San Francisco 49ers play the Chargers, you wouldn't think so. Life goes on in the NFL, a nonprofit entity, of course. Let's check in with Michael Herzog. Hello, young man. How art thou?
Happy Monday to you, Don. How you doing?
Oh, fantastic. It's a Monday, Mike. I got to teach Creed.
Well, as the listening audience knows, I always, or most of the time, tune into your show. And I have to add this, because your show fits in so well with mine. I'm going to segue into a couple other things when I start my show. But I wanted to, if your listeners want a really good laugh, you were talking about this beheading and comparing it and seeing if it's phony or not, have them go into Google and type in Katie Couric interviews Katie Foley and Michael Foley. It's a half an hour interview. These two are crisis actors, okay? And they are so bad in the interview. Katie Couric throws questions at Michael Foley. She asked him about the kidnapping of James Foley in 2011. The guy didn't even know. He was making it up as he went along. And through the whole video, Katie Foley is laughing. She's laughing. Now, would you be laughing if your brother's head was cut off?
No, and I watched maybe about a minute of the video. I haven't had the opportunity you have to really go in depth with this one like I have with the beheading one, but You're saying overall you believe these two are crisis actors.
They're crisis, absolutely. Absolutely. And anybody that goes in, just type Katie Couric interviews, Katie Foley and Michael Foley. Now, it goes beyond that, and I know you're not going to get into this today, but I'm going to get into it on my show. I'm going to get into the Michael Brown shooting in Ferguson. Okay, and the another crisis actor or somebody that was hired by CNN, this Dan Page, this officer Dan Page, it's all phony. Nothing is real. Michael Brown didn't die on August 9th. He died on August the 28th. I did a complete forensic research through the obituaries, through Ancestry.com. Okay, they took a guy that died on July 28th. And was buried on August the 9th, and they said it was Michael. Well, the Michael Brown, the real Michael Brown, died on August the 28th. The Michael Brown that they're claiming died on August the 9th is this same guy. Okay, now I don't know who was shot or if anybody was shot or if it was all made up. I don't know. Okay, but what I do know is that I went down the rabbit hole all weekend, okay, and I did a complete research on Ancestry.com, Social Security Death Index, obituaries, and this guy doesn't exist.
So you're saying Michael Brown, the 18-year-old who was shot and killed, doesn't exist?
Well, he exists, but he's really not 18. He was 29. He died in California on July 28th. And the pictures that are shown, even in the obituary of the 18-year-old Michael Brown is hijacked from an obituary on July 28th of Michael E. Brown Jr. It was hijacked. The photos of this alleged Michael Brown that's 18 is the same Michael Brown. The only difference is the photos are dated. In other words, they are actual photos of this guy at age 18, but the photos were taken 11 years ago.
Well, here's the one thing about the Brown. Now that, oh my gosh, you got me going down another rabbit hole. I don't know. And let me just ask you this question point blank. Have you ever seen an 18-year-old kid who's 6'4", 290?
Oh, I know. It's amazing.
I mean, that is pretty amazing. I when I looked at him, the first thing I thought, wow, you're 18?
Well, you know, I scraped the mothballs off my own website yesterday, and I had my daughter post. As a matter of fact, I wrote an article about this that's on my website. I wrote it, okay? And it goes into the entire explanation of the whole thing. And that officer that pushed Don Lemon of CNN,
mm-hmm.
Okay, that guy is was hired by CNN. Okay, he was fired by the police department. He claims to have 28 years of experience as a killer for the Army. Okay, but he also claims to have 25 years with the St. Louis Police Department, which means that means he would have had to start his career when he was born.
Okay, what's wrong with that? He's an early starter.
Right, but he was busted, and this is in my article as well. He was busted. Pushing Don Lemon back because he had posted a video that he had done. He did a seminar in front of Oath Keepers, and he was talking about killing people and being a special contractor, and that's what he's hired and trained to do is kill people.
Yeah, an equal opportunity killer.
Right.
Yeah.
And CNN tried to cover it up because they actually used him to push this CNN reporter, Don Lemon, back. Okay, it was all staged.
Well, it sounds like the same people that filmed the execution of Foley. They need to get their act together.
It goes deeper than that. What's really scary about this is that all of this, everything that the American public is seeing regarding these issues is all phony. It's all staged. Okay, now I don't know who died in Ferguson. I don't know who they shot, but it wasn't Michael Brown. Not only that, but the parents, the alleged parents of Michael Brown, okay, in Ancestry.com, there is no relationship of either of those, Lewis Head or this McSpadden lady. Okay, there is no reference or evidence that Michael Brown was even their kid.
Can you email me any of that stuff?
You can pull it up on. Well, maybe I may have some of it in there.
You can okay. Well, what do I search website. Under? What do I search under?
If you pull up, a guy did a video on this. I think it was Friday or Saturday. And I posted it on my website, okay?
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to listen to your show. You're coming up in an hour anyway.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, I'll get off. I won't bother you
anymore. No, you're not bothering me at all. You're just blowing my mind, dude.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, look at this guy. Michael Herzog in an hour. Robert in Missouri, if you can hang on through the news, we'll bring you up right out of the news. This is Outkast Radio. Check out the website, outkastradio.net. Is the Foley beheading the real deal? Go to the 4-minute mark. Tell me what you think.
Financial uncertainty.